I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday morning, an explosion shook Kabul, Afghanistan. The U.S. conducted a drone strike, killing the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He helped plan the 9/11 attacks. The Taliban sheltered him in a safe house. Living under the shadow of this alliance puts Afghan Christians in great danger. Despite the resistance, Shoaib Abadi, a partner with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, predicts a huge growth in the Afghan church over the next 5 to 10 years. Pray the love of Jesus will bring true healing to the country. And clean water is a precious commodity in rural Kenya. Dorcas knew she could never waste it. One day, a group of men with big metal creatures came to the village where Dorcas lives. These creatures had long noses, and when they stuck them in the ground, water came out everywhere. You can help Kenya Hope bring clean water and living water to more villages and find the full report at missionnews.org.